with the Morning After Q105. We're happy you have found us here on this radio station, on this podcast, Q1055.com. We're going to be moving some podcasts around, so stay close to the socials, Eric D and the fam, the Facebook page, also the Q105 Facebook page. And if you'd like to be a part of the NAMI Walk and get one of these very exclusive t-shirts that we've had made up, semicolon, never give up, you can find me. We'll be out at the walk. Guys, I don't think there's going to be a show on May 12th. Okay.
What's May 12th?
The day that there's no show.
The day that there's a NAMI Walk.
Okay.
If you can join us for that instead of tuning into the show, I appreciate it. If you've got more questions, you know where to track me down. It's Eric, Demetrius, Philip, and Demarius.
Yo.
Good morning. We had it in the last segment, and I figured it would carry over because there were 18 million people that tuned in for the first episode, first and second episode of the reboot of Roseanne. And this brought up two things. What else can we reboot? After the Full House thing last year, which has kind of cooled off. But Roseanne brought in 18 million people for these first couple of episodes. I never watched the show. Let me just be candid. I thought they were a Trailer Park Family, and I had no interest in watching them. But I know that appeal is there for a great many amount of people. And
right.
This show, after that evening and on Twitter that night, turned into a political discussion.
I'm sure it did.
But Dee, first, you said Kara was over the moon.
Oh, she loved Roseanne back when she was growing up. I mean, she loved Roseanne, and she literally, like, I heard her laugh a couple of times out loud at the reboot. I don't think she was as impressed as she had hoped to be with the show, but she was still, it was Roseanne, and it took her back. You know, I think if you pay attention to what's going on, like those desires to go back to the good old days,
nostalgia,
which is, it's like, oh, everything was so great back in the 80s, and oh, when in the 50s and 60s, oh, back when people knew their roles and times were good. They want to see that, and it plays out in politics with who they vote for, and it plays out in shows that are rebooted. Look, Fuller House sucked.
Yeah,
it's
very Disney. Everything's good. Yay.
But people love the idea of revisiting Full House. You know, she's so Raven. That's
Raven's house.
Raven's house.
Yeah. Oh, she's
right?
Got a show.
Now she's the mom of a psychic kid. So I mean, it's going. People are so afraid to move forward.
It is weird how many of those there are, though. You are right. I didn't think about that.
Of what? Shows?
Reboots.
Now, look, let's... A fact is a fact. The show was extremely popular time ago.
Yeah.
So it is... And if we... Dee, look at the movies. Like, there are no original ideas anymore. So these are always safe things to go back to tap into that nostalgia of something that was a good show. But I had just read about this, that so many people tuned in, and I'll disagree with you. I think about the same amount of people will tune in for the next, maybe a little bit less. There was 18 million. I don't think there's going to be as big a drop off because I think anybody that comes off, it will pull new people in because of the buzz.
And I disagree, because what made Roseanne so popular when it first came out was that she was a groundbreaking show. It showed like a strong woman in a house that didn't have a huge income. They were always struggling. This was speaking to America, because a lot of people could relate to that. Nobody had seen anything like that on television before. Now it's the same show. You can't re-break ground. Everybody knows this struggle. You can't step it up. She's not going to get better. And if you looked at all of them, when's the last time besides original Becky? If you saw that show, if you saw them, they look like they have never lived a hard day in their life. Roseanne had so much plastic surgery. She's not that hard-working middle-class woman anymore.
Besides, what's his name?
John Goodman?
John Goodman, yeah. Like, I mean, they all do in Becky.
Yeah.
I mean, Darlene looks a little rough, but she's always looked a little rough, so.
It's the ethos of the show. And while this is how we misunderstood, and even the really, really intelligent people poorly predicted the election, which is why we are where we are right now. For people that are like, you know what? It's not that good. You know, they tuned in. They got the buzz. There are so many people, I think, who are like, wow, there's something that I can relate to that I really that I might have enjoyed, and they will tune in. The flyover country people who didn't watch week one, but they've heard the buzz, now they will tune in because that family that I connected to is back.
I disagree.
Okay.
And the best part about that whole thing, like, you remember watching the beginning when they were like, this show is filmed in front of a live studio audience. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you heard that on a new show?
Will and Grace.
They
still do it.
The reboot. And it's all to take you back to that same time.
Yeah.
Sure. Right. To go, oh my God, I remember when they used to say this. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, real live studio audience. Oh my God.
Isn't The Big Bang filmed in front of a live studio audience? I don't think so, actually. Never mind. I lied.
And look, there's always a money reason for these things, and there's a reason that this thing is limited. I think it's seven episodes. It's 7 episodes.
Because it'd be more than that, though.
Comedies are very cheap to produce, and they're quick. But this is a familiar, safe place that they're going back to. It's not like they're going back to something that didn't work. The only, I guess, surprising thing that was rebooted that came back in that degree, and I didn't watch either of them, although I think I would have liked it, was Twin Peaks. Came back.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I know.
Twin Peaks
was like
X-Files before the X-Files, yeah. I think. Mm-hmm. And it became kind of like a cult thing, and it recently came back. But things get rebooted because they're popular. So I would not be surprised. Like, they're going to put the Tool Man guy back on, right? Like,
No, they're not. Because they don't want to work with him again. Like, a lot of them made it very clear they don't want to work with Tim Allen. I don't know why or what happened or
he
what
got
went
a show,
down,
right?
But
recently. Yeah.
Last Man Standing, that got canceled because it was a little too right-leaning.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, like, back to Roseanne, like, the political thing, it's the writers actually did a pretty good job in the sense of, like, putting out there the Trump aspect and also the other side, which Jackie played off, in my opinion, very well.
And I guess the other reason they were groundbreaking in ways, D, was because of all the progressive issues that they tackled. Didn't they have, mm-hmm. like, a gay... There was a female kiss on that show, first time in TV history.
Oh, Roseanne?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't speak to that.
I'm not sure.
For being that.
Well, there was a gay marriage.
Is that what it was?
Yeah. Like
her sister, right?
No. Mm-mm. Her boss.
That's right.
Played by Martin Mull.
Okay.
Who's gay.
So for all the way you think that that family should act, there was a lot of progressive things in it. And I guess they tried to weave that into this with DJ's son is mixed.
No,
black.
Daughter.
She's just black.
She's just black.
Okay. She's just black. Yeah. Girl got big hair. She's black. Yeah.
Ain't nobody in that house going to know how to braid that.
And then Darlene has...
Like, that's why her hair looks all crazy now, because nobody decided to turn on BET once.
BET's not a helping factor. And then Darlene has two kids. She has a daughter who's in high school, and then she has a son, but he dresses like a girl, which they dealt with that with the skirts and everything else.
And you would think your typical Trump advocate would not be fond of those things, mm-hmm. and they've got to write her character so that she can be both.
Right. Mm-hmm. And even with I don't know if anybody watched it, you plan on watching whatever the case may be, but even Becky, like old Becky, she's going to be a surrogate where she's using her own eggs for like a different family, and that's a whole other different issue as well, too. So like they're putting all this stuff in there.
There's a lot of situations.
Yeah. What's the next show that, I mean, this will spawn another reboot of like a popular 90s.
The Proud Family.
Do you know what I would love?
Who?
The Proud Family. Yes.
Slow your roll,
please, please, please.
The Proud Family.
Oh, and Martin.
No.
Yeah, I was thinking
no,
Martin,
you know what's
too,
funny?
For real.
They've talked about it several times,
yeah,
to reboot Martin and whatever name, Gina and Pam. And
Tisha Campbell.
Yeah, they're all about it. You know, the one guy died.
Tommy's dead.
Yeah, he died.
The tall
but
guy.
The rest of them are all about it. So
they all need checks.
They
Bruh Man.
It's going to be a BET thing. Is Bruh Man alive?
I don't think Bruh Man made it.
It will never happen. And if it did, you know what? It would happen with Netflix, and there would be 4 episodes.
Do you know what the next thing you're going to see rebooted? And it's going to be on Netflix. This is my prediction. There's going to be 2 shows, All in the Family and The Jeffersons.
You can't redo those.
Mix them together so worlds
colliding? They come. Yes. The Jeffersons is a spinoff from All in the Family. But I think Netflix is the only platform that you could literally, you can't do it on on national television. It has to be on Netflix because of how those people acted and what they said to one another, and how...
That's why you can't do those shows.
And but see, that's the thing. Why can't you?
You can't do those shows.
Because what? People are too damn sensitive to hear those words?
Yeah.
Are you, like, for real? And you wonder why Trump is the president.
Easy.
This is
easy. Don't do that.
If you're too damn sensitive to hear words, even the mere thought of hearing a word, and you don't want to see it on television because it scares you or upsets you,
it's not about scaring or upsetting anybody. It's about taking yourself too many years back, too much back. You're putting yourself in a situation with somebody, with how they deal with their family, with their wives, with their neighbors, with their children, and that's not a those aren't ways you should handle those things. Words are fine. You can be mean. You can tell somebody they're a piece of crap. You can do whatever you want to do. That's fine. But the way that those things are handled was a different time than Demetrius. You can't bring that.
And
into
you know
now.
What? And I hate it. And this is me. I feeling that kind of way. Going back to nostalgia. You know what? There was something to be said about being tough. And talking tough to your children, and to there was a, in that
Which
time people knew their neighbors. Nobody here knows their neighbors anymore.
Your neighbors blow your house up now, apparently, for no reason.
I could see in All in the Family kind of thing. We're talking Archie Bunker, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if anybody would want to play that role because times have changed to a degree. But I'm not going to say that they're like. Would you do that show with all the womanizing and other words that he uttered?
Do you know what?
Because I know there are families like that, but mm-hmm. I don't know who would want to play that role.
Somebody who wanted to take a chance.
That's not a chance.
And Louis C.K., somebody like that, right?
Yeah.
Somebody who's a little tainted and has nothing to lose.
But there's nothing. I mean, it's okay to listen to different opinions. It's okay if some people are like way out there. But you have to. Here's the thing: you just can't be.
Are you telling me the way that Archie did things is okay?
No.
But
what I'm saying is,
do that.
Those people aren't okay.
But what I'm saying is, by shutting it down and pretending that it doesn't exist doesn't make it go away.
But you want to put it on TV?
You know what it's like. I get where Dee's going with this and why Netflix and stuff, because you could. Could also have a show because this stuff exists. We just don't want to glamorize it at all, like my very Ku Klux Klan life and things like that. I said was going to be four episodes on Netflix and why it might be there and why they'd have the money to do it. No other network would, and we'd miss Uncle Phil. But they could do four in a Fresh Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they could.
It would cost so much for Will Smith, but he works with them and does awful movies now with them.
Yeah.
I don't know if we have time for more. So please get the podcast, Q1055.com. It's 9:43. What?
I think I'm sorry.
My favorite clan life?
That's probably a real thing.
Me and my meth problem?
We had Duck Dynasty, so you never know. I'm
right!
just saying. So
right.
you never
right.
know.
Yeah, you know what? If they're willing to put that out there, then Archie Bunker can come back.
Remember the...